Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music. I'm the A1 station in the land. Come, let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music. And today I've got lined up some of the very best that has ever been recorded, as we're paying tribute to one of the greatest Jamaican vocalists of all time, Sir John Holt. Who has very sadly passed away, aged 67 years old, on the 19th of October. And so, as tributes pour in from around the world, here is my own little contribution in the House of Reggae's John Holt Special. And so, born on the 11th of July 1947 in downtown Kingston, Jamaica, John Holt was one of the island's most enduring and popular vocalists in a career that spanned 50 years. As whether it was as a lead singer in a rocksteady giants of Paragons or in his own solo recordings, John's music has travelled the globe and been enjoyed and celebrated in all four corners of the world. And so today, in tribute to this pioneering and influential artist, I'm lining up a chronological journey through some of my favourite records of his, as well as filling in a few details about his life and music. And what better place to start than hearing the vocal version of the dub that's playing behind me now, as here is the Paragons recording at the Treasure Isle Studio back in 1967 with The Tide Is High. Featuring Raymond Young's distinctive violin playing, that was The Paragons with The Tide Is High, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Trojan label in Jamaica and the Treasure Isle label in the UK back in 1967, as well as featuring on the group's outstanding debut album, On The Beach. And of course, that track went on to be covered numerous times over the years, most famously by Blondie in 1980, where it topped the pop charts in both America and the UK.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
And so, John Holt started out his life in music as a young boy in Kingston by entering talent competitions, such as Veer John's Opportunity Hour in the late 1950s and early 60s. And it was exposure from these contests that led him to being offered his first recording session in 1962 by Leslie Kong, where his youthful voice strained out a couple of self-penned love ballads. He then briefly teamed up with Alton Ellis for a couple of sides for the Randys label, before being invited by Bob Andy and Tyrone Evans to join their fledgling vocal group, and along with Howard Barrett, they formed a quartet called the Paragons. And with John taking up lead vocal duties, they recorded a handful of sides for Sir Cox and Dodd in 1965. But tensions within the group saw Bob Andy leave by the end of the year. And while he remained at Studio One, John, Tyrone and Howard sought other opportunities. And 12 months later, they were recording at Duke Reed's Treasure Isle studio at 33 Bond Street. And found themselves in the right place at the right time, as the in-house backing band of Tommy McCook and the Supersonics were just starting to perfect the new, slowed-down, rocksteady music which was sweeping the island. And so Tyrone and Howard's harmonies, along with John's gentle yet soaring voice, saw the new, slimmed-down Paragons record hit after hit, with this next one being a great celebration of Jamaican life and culture, called On the Beach.
Now clap your hands and stomp your feet. This happens to be a great wild dream.
Let's go and have some fun.
Paragons there with On the Beach, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK back in 1967.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so, in an era when vocal groups are at their most popular in Jamaica, the Paragons' string of releases for the Duke throughout 1967 and early 68 saw them become the best-selling group on the island, because as well as the two I've already played, they notched up plenty of other number one hits, like Happy Go Lucky Girl, Way to the Ball, Silver Bird, the same song, and the one I've got for you now, which was actually paired up with A Tide Is High for its 7-inch release, and whose hornline and lovelorn lyrics make it another rocksteady classic. as this is Only a Smile. Beautiful music, as that was a Paragons with Only a Smile, which again was produced by Duke Reid and came out on the flip side of The Tide is High back in 1967.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But despite all his success with Duke Reid, as is so often the case in Jamaican music, the group didn't feel they were receiving the financial rewards that their high record sales should have produced. And so during 1968, they set up their own record label and recorded four sides that they released themselves on two 7-inch singles, all of which were of the highest quality, and one of which has gone on to be version galore down the years. And so, very loosely adapted from Garnet Mims's A Quiet Place, here's John's singing of the desperation of living next door to a noisy neighbour in Got to Get Away.
There's a man that lives next door in my neighbourhood, in my neighbourhood. He gets me down, he gets in so late at night. Always a fuss and fight, always a fuss and fight, all through the night. I've got to get away from here. This is not the place for me to stay. I've got to take my family and find a quiet place. Thank you.
the bus and bendy fall.
Bang against the wall, bang against the wall, no rest at all.
Over the top of a dynamic and timeless rhythm, that was the Paragons with Got to Get Away, which they released themselves on their own Supertone label in Jamaica, and which also came out on the Duke label in the UK back in 1968, and can now be found on the 50-track John Holt anthology on the Trojan label. And of course, that song has been covered and readapted over the years, most famously by Horace Andy and Massive Attack on the Mezzanine album. And so it was also in late 1968 that the group revisited Studio One and recorded a trio of classic tunes in the early reggae style, such as My Satisfaction, which went on to be adapted 10 years later by Culture as Zion Gate, and then Change Your Style, which is better known as Hooligans, and which has also been afforded a version treatment down the years. And then there's also this one, which is a brief 2-minute explosion of pure early reggae perfection, called Have You Ever Been in Love? The Paragons in fine style there with Have You Ever Been in Love, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and released on his Studio One label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1969. Although, as far as I know, that one is yet to see a CD reissue.
Lord of mercy.
And so, continuing the John Holt story here in the House of Reggae, that by the beginning of 1969, the Paragons had split up, as Howard Barrett had emigrated to New York, leaving John and Tyrone behind to focus on their individual careers. And so, returning to the Treasure Isle studio, John Holt became a solo artist again, and was soon scoring hits under his own name, as his popularity with the Jamaican record-buying public continued, with more lovelorn recordings like Tonight and I Want You Closer. But it was a nursery rhyme-inspired release which proved to be his most enduring legacy from this particular period, as I'm talking about Ali Baba, whose rhythm has gone on to be version galore throughout the decades, including instigating a series of anti-Baba tunes in the mid-1970s. But on the original, John was just having an Alice in Wonderland-style dream in the new reggae style.
Dream last night was about Ali Baba with the 40 thieves.
Tom, Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through a valley with a princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess was there to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. The tree blind mice was there with me to tell the teddy bear the tale. The teddy bear came smiling there with a big smile. The little Bo Peep has lost her sheep last night. Dreamed last night about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. The Duke and the Duchess did the reggae, reggae, reggae last night. Dream last night was about Alibaba with the 40 thieves. Tom, Tom, the piper's son, he was there with me. I rode through the valley with the princess by my side. I did the reggae, reggae last night with the princess, my bride. The Duke and the Duchess was there with me to meet me with a smile. Alice was there in Wonderland, staring far away. I did the reggae, 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 reggae last night. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Do the reggae, 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 reggae.
Another all-time classic Jamaican rhythm, as that was John Holt with Alibaba, which was produced by Duke Reid and released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Trojan label in the UK back in 1969, and which still remains a popular rhythm to this day.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so, freed from the constraints of being in a vocal group, John Holt was able to be more versatile in his recording output, and also in his choice of material, as he increasingly started to record cover versions, something that he would exploit fully in the following decade, as the success of the Paragons version of the Four Topsies' Left With a Broken Heart showed him that when imaginatively done, a classic soul tune can be reinvented and even reinvigorated in a reggae style. Such as when in 1970 he did over Percy Sledge's Thief in the Night and retitled it as Stealing, Stealing. And also on this next one, when he transformed the Temptations' finger-clicking I Want a Love I Can See into the foot-stomping A Love I Can Feel.
I'm
recorded at Studio One, that was John Holt with A Love I Can Feel, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and released on his Coxon label in Jamaica and a Bamboo label in the UK back in 1970, and also became the title track of John's debut solo album the following year.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
And so, at the beginning of the 1970s, his Rocksteady recordings with the Paragons were proving their timelessness when U-Roy notched up the biggest selling single of 1970 with his DJ version of Way to the Ball. But John almost matched him that year with this next release, which also topped the Jamaican charts and was another cover version, but this time from a little closer to home, as while he had been at the Treasure Isle studio with the Paragons back in 1967, Ken Booth was recording a track called My Heart Is Gone over at Studio One, and which ended up on his Mr. Rocksteady album. And so John did over this track 3 years later and recorded what I consider the ultimate version of it with this 1970 release of My Heart Is Gone.
My heart is gone.
My heart is gone. I need someone to lean on. How can I forget you, girl, when I want someone to cry on? Cause ever since you've been gone, girl, I've been living in a misery. Yeah. Now that you are here, please don't you have no fear. All through the year, cause ever since you've been gone, girl, I've been living in a misery.
Such a beautiful tune, as that was John Holt with a Ken Booth penned My Heart Is Gone, which was produced by Phil Pratt and released on his Sunshot label in Jamaica and both the Smash and Punch labels in the UK back in 1970, and can now be found on the Phil Pratt compilation called Raw Roots Volume 1. And so that recording of My Heart Is Gone was also significant, as it was one of the very first to feature the Soul Syndicate as a backing band, and who over the next decade would feature on literally hundreds of Jamaican recordings, including this next one, as we're going to stay with the producer Phil Pratt, because he followed up the success of My Heart Is Gone with what proved to be another all-time classic John Holt release, as this is called Strange Things.
Strange Things, Strange Things.
Spread out the scatter. Can you see the musical ambassador sitting at
Stranger things happen on a Friday night. Girls meet boys and lots of hugging and kissing under the golden moon that shines a silver light. Oh, I'd like to be one of them, but I'm like a wandering sheep, a wandering sheep on this island, with no one to love me, with no one to kiss me. That's why I say, someone please take my hand and let us go. I keep on thinking, I wish it was me. Stranger things happen on a Friday night. Girls meet boys and lots of hugging and kissing under the golden moon that shines a silver light. Oh, I'd like to be one of them, but I'm like a wandering sheep on this island, with no one to love me, with no one to kiss me. That's why I say, someone please take my hand and let us go. I keep on thinking, I wish it was me.
That was Strange Things, which was produced by Phil Pratt and once again released on his Sunshot label in Jamaica and the Punch label in the UK, and can also be found on the Raw Roots Volume 1 compilation.
Enough reggae music, enough reggae music, enough reggae music.
And so, alongside his recordings with Phil Pratt, Duke Reed, Cox and Dodd, and other producers like Lloyd Daly and Prince Buster, throughout the late 60s and early 1970s, John Holt also did a vast array of work for the producer Bunny Lee, as they had begun their working relationship back in 1969 when John recorded a cover version of the R&B tune Sometimes. And they soon followed it up with other single releases like A Little Tear, Anymore, Riding for a Fall, and Pledging My Love. But without doubt, their biggest release of this period came in 1971, when Bunny asked John to record a version of an old doo-wop track called Stick By Me. And although other artists like Delroy Wilson and Dennis Brown had also recorded their versions of the tune around the same time, it was John's recording which went on to become a huge hit and spent many weeks at the top of the Jamaican charts. And this is why.
Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica. Tall and handy, sweet like candy. Hit me now.
Stick by me, I'll stick by you. Stick by me, I'll stick by you. My life on earth would be useless, can't you see? Oh, oh, if I didn't have you. I love you, darling, and that's no lie. Oh, oh, stick by me, I'll stick by you. When you cry, I cry too. Oh, oh, stick by me, and I'll stick by you. Remember my heart and my love belong to you. Oh, oh, stick by me, I'll stick by you. Friends may try to hurt us, scandalize our name. No one can tear us apart. You've got a place in my heart. Oh yeah, I love you, darling, and that's no lie. Oh, oh, stick by me, I'll stick by you. You've got a place in my heart. Oh yeah, I love you, darling, and that's no lie. Oh, oh, stick by me, I'll stick by you. When you cry, I cry too. Oh, oh, stick by me, I'll stick by you.
Another all-time Jamaican classic, as that was John Holt with his version of Stick By Me, which was produced by Bunny Lee and released on the Jackpot label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1971, and also featured on John's second album release, titled Simply Holt, and which turned out to be the first of three albums over the next 12 months which were produced by Bunny Lee, with the other two being Stealing Trains and Pledging My Love.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
And so, despite regularly being at the top of the Jamaican charts for the past 5 years, and being one of the premier recording artists on the island, John Holt was yet to have an international crossover hit. And no doubt this was playing on his mind when he took the next step in his career. As in 1973, he teamed up with the producer Harry Moody to release a string-laden album called Time is a Master, which involved Harry taking the original Jamaican master tapes to London to be overdubbed with an orchestral backing to create a sound that reggae purists have always derided. But occasionally, it can work to great effect, just like on this track from the album, which is called Love Is Gone.
Love is gone. Love is
gone. We are ready. Never you try to conquer.
Gone is the love I had for you. Gone is the happiness that we once knew. And gone is the thrill of your sweet and tender embrace. And gone is the spark that I can't replace. You made me happy, my world was so complete. But darling, I just didn't know that this would happen.
Gone.
was John Holt with Love Is Gone, and was taken from his Time Is A Master album, which was produced by Harry Moody and released on the Moodisc label in Jamaica and the Cactus label in the UK. And just in case you recognise that rhythm, then Harry Moody also used it for the Heptones' Love Without Feeling, also from 1973.
Oh, the only station, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
And so, it was also in 1973 that this mix of Jamaican recorded rhythms and UK orchestral backing provided John with his biggest international success when the album 1000 Volts of Holt was released on the Trojan label. And packed full of cover versions of songs as diverse as Mr. Bojangles, Killing Me Softly, and Girl from Ipanema, it was certainly a far cry from your usual downtown reggae releases. But it connected deeply with the British public, who bought it by the cartload, and who also sent the lead single from the album into the top 10 of the UK pop charts, finally giving John some belated international recognition. And so here is that single now, which is a great version of Kris Kristofferson's Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Help me make it through the night.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Lay it soft upon my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. Don't care.
John Holt does a country tune in a reggae light style and hits pay dirt in the process, as that was his version of Help Me Make It Through the Night, which was produced by Tony Ashfield and featured on his 1000 Volts of Holt album, and was also released on 7-inch single on the Trojan label, where it peaked at number 6 in the UK pop charts back in 1974.
This is your number one station, your official station. Do it!
And so John Holt and producer Tony Ashfield followed up this success with a couple more long players in a similar style, before their partnership came to an end and John returned to the downtown Jamaican studios and got back in touch with the local music scene, which by this stage was in the middle of the Roots Rockers era. But not being daunted by what was going on, he embraced the new rhythms and renewed his acquaintance with Bunny Lee, as well as spending time at the Channel One studio, where in 1976 he recorded a tune about the Jamaican Defence Force headquarters in Kingston, a place where you never want to go, as this is Up Park Camp.
Up Park Camp.
Another all-time Jamaican classic from the John Holt songbook, as that was Up Park Camp, which was produced by Jojo Hookim and released on the Channel One label back in 1977, and was also the title track of his Channel One recorded album the same year. And that track has also spawned many other versions over the years.
I am not I am, the mighty ruler.
And so, re-establishing himself in the Jamaican music scene, John Holt was also set for the next development when dancehall arrived at the end of the decade. And although many of his contemporaries from the 1960s were unable to keep up in the fast-moving world of reggae music, the public's love of John's voice, as well as his energetic live performances, ensured he was always in demand by the island's top producers. And this proved the case again when Junjo Laws produced a string of hits for him at the beginning of the 1980s, including Ghetto Queen, Sweetie Come Brush Me, and this next one, which addressed the government's controversial decision to send in the army to destroy the island's many ganja plantations. In Policing Helicopter.
Search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets searching for Cali weed.
soldiers in the field, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Soldier in the herb field, burning the cali weed. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets, searching for cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. Helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets, searching for cali weed. Policemen in the field, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. We don't trouble your banana, we don't trouble your corn. We don't trouble your pimento, we don't trouble you at all. So if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane.
John Holt there with his anthemic Police in Helicopter, one of the biggest early 80s dancehall tunes, which was produced by Henry Jinjo Laws and released on his Volcano label in Jamaica and the Greensleeves label in the UK back in 1983, where it was also the title track of a full-length album the same year. And so John Holt continued recording throughout the 1980s and into the digital era for producers like King Jammy, while always being a major draw at the large outdoor stage events like the Reggae Sunsplash. Meanwhile, over in Europe, he'd become a lover's rock icon and cemented his reputation as an elder statesman of reggae music at the beginning of the millennium with 3 sold-out concerts alongside the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And then in more recent years, he could also be found performing at reggae festivals around the world, where his vast back catalogue encompassing rocksteady, reggae and dancehall hits ensured the crowd could sing along to every word. But sadly, it was at the One Love Festival in August this year when he collapsed on stage and was taken to hospital. And he never fully recovered, as on the 19th of October, John Holt passed away, leaving behind a lifetime's worth of classic records and wonderful memories. So, thank you for all the fine music, Sir John Holt, and let me leave you with one of my own personal favourites, as this is a cover version he recorded for Bunny Lee back in 1972 of an old Nat King Cole tune. And not only does it move me every time I hear it, it also seems strangely appropriate to end this tribute on, as this is John Holt with Looking Back.
Looking Back. Looking Back.
Looking back over my life, I can see where I cause you strife. But I know, oh, yes I know, I'd never make that same mistake again. Looking back over my deeds, I can see signs, a wise man use. And if I just had the chance, I'd never make that same mistake again. Once my cup was overflowing, but I get nothing in return. Now I can't begin to tell you what a lesson I have learned. Looking back over the slate, I can see love turn to hate. But I know, oh yes I know, I'll never make that same mistake again. Once my cup was overflowing, I get nothing in return. Now I can't begin to tell you what a lesson I have learned. Looking back over the slate, I can see love turn to hate. But I know, oh yes I know, I'll never make that same mistake again.
Simply beautiful. That was John Holt recording back in 1972 with Looking Back, which was produced by Bunny Lee and released on the Jackpot label at the time, and can now be found on the 50-track John Holt anthology on the Trojan label, which, if you don't have a copy in your collection, then I can highly recommend that you...
Check it out.
And so, even though I could have easily done a 4-hour show today, I'm just limiting myself to the tunes you've heard so far. And so I hope you've enjoyed this tribute to one of the greatest vocalists that Jamaica ever produced. And I'll be back with another show soon enough. But in the meantime, if you want to hear some of the old shows, then you can always check out the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com. Or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time at www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.